Good morning. A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. A couple of announcements to make. First of all, today we are observing LWML Sunday. And because of that, following our service, the evening circle ladies will be serving muffins and coffee after church. So please go to the fellowship hall and enjoy some refreshments there following our service. Also, I was asked to announce that Chili Cook-Off, the sign-ups are, the deadline to sign up is tomorrow, and that's so that they can account for the amount of meat to purchase. If you do sign up a team, you are provided with 10 pounds of meat to get you started, which is a lot of chili, by the way. So if you would like to do that, you still do have opportunity to sign up and do that. That cook-off is on October the 18th. So, and then also this Tuesday, evening circle, I'm going to be doing a presentation on Martin Luther, and so if you would like to attend that, even if you're not part of Evening Circle, you are able to attend that and hear maybe everything you didn't know and were afraid to ask about Martin Luther. So, as we gather this morning, this the 16th Sunday after Trinity, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, with poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of your holiness, their sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me.
On this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to be in flesh, that by his death he might atone for our sins and deliver us from eternal death. Confirm in our hearts the hope that our dear Lord Jesus, who raised the widow's son into the order, will raise us on the last day and give us eternal life. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
I believe one God. Proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Two things are on a collision course in our gospel text for this morning. Jesus, who is life, and a widow woman from Nain are about to come face to face. For the widow woman, this is the second time she's experienced the blow of death. This second death for her could be her undoing. With her son now gone, she no longer has a provider. This meant for her that she must totally rely on the charity of others. She was now faced with the reality of living an impoverished life because of the loss of her son. And she thinks her reality was forever changed. But she was on this collision course with a different reality, a reality she did not see coming. The trajectory of her tragedy of death was crossing paths with the reality of God in the flesh. Jesus, traveling along the same road, comes face to face with the funeral procession of this woman and her dead son. It is here at the city gate and in a little town in Nain where life meets death. Jesus had taken on human flesh so that he could come to conquer sin and destroy death. Here at the gate was the enemy. And on that day, he who is life came face to face with death. And Jesus overthrows this death with just a few simple words. Young man, I say to you, arise. Death held no power in his presence. He banished death with a word and presented the young man back to his mother alive. In the face of this battle, it was death who had to flee. And so it is that when life meets death, life conquers death. When we have readings like we do have in our gospel this morning, it's hard not to want to see this kind of power displayed by Jesus in our day. As we face the bitter fruit of sin, wouldn't it be marvelous to have faith, have death cast off, and our loved ones rise again before us? Now, to be sure, Jesus has the power to do these things that we hope in him to do. But would it really be of a benefit to us to witness this? Would we really want to see life overcome death as for the widow's son? It's unlikely that witnessing such a thing would have a lasting purpose. We walk by faith and not by sight, after all. Witnessing such a miracle would only change things for a time. The young man did not live forever just because he was raised up. Sin is still at work and will continue to be until Christ comes again in his glory. Perhaps we could think of it this way. Would you, any of you, really want to call back into life your loved ones who have fallen asleep in the Lord just to see them die all over again? I would suspect not. In this world of sin and sorrow, even if they were perfectly healed of all their troubles and maladies for the moment, they would eventually sicken and die again. They would stumble through the pain and sorrow which are now behind them and face all the corruption and grief that sinful man is heir to until the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Rising only to die again would accomplish little but to double our pain and possibly leave us with a sense of betrayal. Most important for us, the truth for us, is that God would have us trust in him. God in Christ has so ordered things that such
that those who trust in him, who take him at his word and confidently expect him to do what he has promised, receive the promised blessing of forgiveness and resurrection from the dead and life everlasting through an account and on account of Jesus Christ. It should be enough for us to trust in the power of God in Christ to forgive us our sins. Our hope then is grounded in the fact that because we have the forgiveness of sins, that we will rise again from the dead and all who trust in the Lord on the last day. Now, this will not happen as some sort of neat trick or display to bring about faith, but it will happen because in the face of death, life wins. And until then, we are called to trust in God and not ourselves. We are called to trust in God and not in our own works or efforts. We must take seriously this issue of sin in our lives that would lead us to death, just as God the Father has done. So seriously did God take this issue of life and death that the Lord of heaven and earth came to this earth and took on human flesh, not just to raise this one son from the dead, but he did not come just to feel the pain of this widowed mother. He came to experience the pain of it all. He came to experience the grief of it all. As the Holy Spirit inspired the writer, the Hebrews, to say, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus is not just some far-off, powerful being, but he is intimately familiar with all of our pain, all of our sorrow, and all of our grief. There is nothing that you experience that he does not experience with you. Jesus does not just suffer with us. He has suffered for us. He took the sin of all mankind into himself and carried it to the cross. And it is on that cross that he suffered the punishment that you and I earned for our sin. He not only suffers the pain and the grief of this world with us, but he also freed us from eternal pain, eternal grief, and eternal punishment that sin brings, unrepentant sin brings. He has gone way beyond empathy. Christ our Lord has gone to sacrifice. Jesus' sacrifice ended in his death. But as we know, he did not remain in the grave. Instead, he rose in triumph over sin. And with his triumph, Jesus has transformed the meaning of death. Death is now a path to eternal life for those who believe in him. Just as he called forth the Son from death in today's gospel, he will, on the last day, call forth all the dead. But unlike the Son in today's gospel who dies again, the resurrection on the last day will be forever. And those who reject God's salvation, they will enter into the fires of hell forever. But for those who believe, you and I, who believe in Jesus Christ, will enter into heaven forever. Today, life and death come face to face once again, right here. Just as it was outside the city gate, so also today, life causes death to flee. The gospel is preached, and this morning our Lord will host his Holy Supper. He will give us his very body to eat and his true blood to drink. And he will hide them beneath the cover of bread and wine, where only faith can see the mystery accomplished. Only faith can see the holy treasures given. His body, which is life, given. Sin forgiven, and its fruits of death. So again, life meets death, and death is conquered once again. And we will partake of what has been rightly called the medicine of immortality. So here and now, when life meets death, life holds the victory. Jesus Christ has won for us resurrection and everlasting life. Thanks be to God that Jesus still pours out forgiveness upon us and still grants faith to take him at his word and to trust him to do all that he has promised. Because this is what is meant when we receive and cling to the gifts of God in Christ. Your sins are forgiven. And where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is life and there is salvation. And that life and salvation is yours because of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our crucified, risen, and ascended Savior. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a high free spirit. Amen.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that here in this place we may continue to proclaim that death has been defeated by life, which is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. This morning in our prayers, we do remember the work of the ladies, the LWML, and the evening circle. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son, our Savior. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in Christ Jesus. Grant to your church wisdom and charity through your Holy Spirit, that your word may not be bound but have free course and be preached to the joy and the edification of Christ's holy name. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, preserve and defend your holy church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Grant to those members of your holy body true humility in their service to you. Strengthen all members through the word and holy sacraments, that they may be faithful and fervent in their confession. Grant to pastors and leaders of your church wisdom and heavenly grace to bear their office with integrity, that by their faithful ministry, your church may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, grant to our nation a spirit of peace and justice,
Bless the leaders of our land, especially the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and the Legislature of this state of Nebraska, our Mayor and community leaders, that their service may be carried out in a way that brings peace among ourselves and is a blessing to other nations of the earth. Guide them in their responsibilities, that they may be wise in their decisions and beneficial to the welfare of our country, our state, and our community. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would stretch forth your mighty arm to strengthen and protect those who protect and defend and serve us. We remember our police and emergency workers. So also we remember those who serve in the armed forces, especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle. We pray that they and all who serve would do so with honor and integrity, and that they be kept safe, kept from evil, and that no harm and danger would befall them. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, in the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ our Lord, he was loved and served by devoted women, including Mary and Martha, in whose home he enjoyed rest and refreshment. Give us grace to recognize and affirm the varied and singular gifts you bestow on women, and especially our own evening circle and LWML, that your kingdom may be extended, your church enriched, and your people lovingly served to the glory of your holy name. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we praise you for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon all expectant mothers. We remember especially Carissa, Brittany, and Cheyenne. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, our time is in your hands. Look favorably upon those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Sherilyn, Linda, and Rip. Strengthen their trust in your goodness and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for the gift of marriage. We especially remember Brett and Jessica, who celebrate that gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may ever honor and keep their promises, grow in love toward you and love for each other through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, look with mercy upon those who are increasing in years and are homebound and shut in, especially Eldine, June, Janine, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, Fenil, and Lois. Grant them hearts to accept help and increase their faith with the constant assurance of your love for them in Christ Jesus. So also we pray that by your word and Holy Spirit, that you would comfort all of those who are in sorrow and those who are in need, those who are sick and those who are facing adversity. We especially remember those who have asked for our prayers. Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Hannah, Karen, Harvey, Lana, April, Margaret, Kathy, Lori, and Mark. These and all whom we name in our hearts this day, we pray that you would be their comfort and strength, that you would relieve them of their pain, that you would guard them from all danger and restore them to health according to your good and gracious will. But most certainly we pray that you would grant to them the full assurance of your love for them, which is found in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, here in this place, you open the gate of heaven, for according to Christ's word, your Son is bodily present with us in the sacrament of this altar. Bring us in repentance and faith to eat and drink worthily at his supper this day, that through its forgiveness and healing, that we put off the old self and be renewed in true righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body,
which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for we give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Cheers.